Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, how would you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit your elementary school? It could happen. It could happen. With the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance now to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com.
My lighting is terrible.
Your lighting?
Yeah.
So here's what happens. The wires are switched. So when he turns on his mic. Oh, you talking about your
No, he's talking about his actual lighting.
Oh, you talking about your lighting on your
I didn't realize you became James
laptop.
Gunn. Sorry.
So no, what happened with my button here?
Yeah.
When I hit the on button, somebody else gets cut off?
No, when you hit your on button, Jay Fix light
Hello?
Comes on.
Hello? Oh, my God, I'm working.
Yeah, but I think your wire's loose. So
yeah, Jay
Fix. But you can only hear that in our headphones. I don't think.
And if Jay Fix puts her light on, your mic comes on.
It's cross-wired.
Oh, okay.
As for your light, I tried to tell you a while ago.
What?
His lighting is fine.
Be sitting on this side instead.
His lighting is
There's
fine.
More lighting
His
on this
lighting
side
is fine.
Side.
Nobody's here for our lighting.
Yeah.
He just asked about it.
That's because he's distracted.
I'm not distracted.
You're very distracted. You're just thinking about your computer.
I need it tomorrow.
I understand. We're at Panthers Media Day tomorrow. Very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited to
Which
see
reminds
the cats.
Me, I only sign cards on a very rare instance.
You might sign cards tomorrow?
No, I am.
Oh,
I'm gonna bring a couple.
Okay.
For the announcer.
Doug Plagans. Yeah,
remember he asked me last.
He's good people.
Yeah, no, I know.
Dade Souths is excited to steal food. Well, we're not at the arena.
Where are you going to be? Oh, you're at the...
Yeah, last time we had...
We're at the Iceplex.
Last time we had finger foods and fruit.
Yep.
That was garbage.
And cookies.
They did. They had a little breakfast set up outside.
Don't worry.
There might be some stuff at the
right next door.
At the War Memorial.
Oysters.
Yeah.
They're so good. You don't like oysters, Jennifer?
I had them with you last time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. They're so good.
They are very good. Very excited to see the champs tomorrow. Bobby. Is Bobby the only guy we didn't get to see his cup day? He keeps that stuff very private.
He probably went to Russia with it.
I think maybe he did.
Maybe because he's not a social media guy.
He's not a social media guy.
So maybe like...
He used to be. He used to be. That's how our bromance started.
Well, you would think the team would want to get some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bobby's like very hush-hush.
He probably took it to church.
Maybe. He might have. He's very, like, we asked him about the cup last year, and he's just like, I just kept it in my living room and looked at it. Like, you think, like, Sergei Bobrovsky was just sitting there. He was literally reading every name on the cup.
Yeah.
Good player.
Focused.
I thought you were going to say that he would like read to it.
He might have. Yes, he might have read a bedtime. He brought it to with little baby Bobby. And he goes,
hey, he said, before this year, this is when that radio guy called me Four Go Bob. But then Daddy made a comeback.
Then Daddy.
Daddy won the cup.
Daddy stopped Brad Marchand. But then Brad Marchand became my teammate.
And you're going to see him tomorrow.
Yep.
Very
exciting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Brad is tiny.
Yep.
He is tiny.
I might meet you guys there.
Check it out, dude. Come on by. Boots on the ground.
Well, I mean, I am the guy that's, you know, G on the ice.
You are. Boots on the ice. Check it on out. Yeah, we'll be at Panthers Media Day tomorrow, so we're excited. They've already been told we'll be getting a handful of guests for you guys, so excited about that. And Panthers always do us well.
Is there any one particular player you're excited to talk to?
I always like getting our yearly visit with Bobby.
There's a couple of things that's going to happen immediately. I'm going to have a whole bunch of conversations with Doug Plagans on the side.
By the way.
Right? About everything.
Wish him congratulations. He's a newly married man.
Oh, okay. And we are going to talk to Bob.
Yep.
Right?
Well, I didn't know we were last year because he gets there very early. You know, he likes all that stuff to be done, but we ended up getting him. So
Leroy's talking to Seth Jones.
He makes time for you.
Oh, you want Seth Jones?
Seth Jones or who else? No, that's.
I want to talk to Lundy. I like talking to Lundy.
I wanted to talk to Rodriguez, but he's gone.
He's not gone. He's here. They haven't traded him yet.
They haven't traded him yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because Kachuk's going to be out. Kachuk's getting surgery. So.
Oh, on his groin.
Yep.
Do you understand how bad? Let's just think about this.
Put Caitlin Clark out a year.
Let me explain something to you. Well, first of all, it's like saying rotator cuff surgery. You have four muscles that attach to that, so you don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
When you say groin,
I think
there's a number of muscles that attach.
Yeah, I think it's his adductor.
And so, there's a lot of stuff to go wrong. If it tears, right? Like, the other three muscles could support it, but you're not feeling good about it.
This guy is like, he's become such a playoff gangster because he just comes in the playoffs. He goes, all right, guys, I'll see you. See you next playoffs.
I wonder who we're going to hit. I start thinking, I wonder who we're going to get before this year. Because he's having surgery. How long is he out?
Oh, how much? I mean, what we were able to do is right now it's keeping us from, because we signed everybody, so we're not over the cap. We get one more year of shenanigans.
What's the penalty for being over the cap with? Because there's
Welcome back to hockey season, everybody.
How exciting. I'm so happy right now.
No.
Welcome back.
Jennifer, you missed it.
You missed it.
I asked him a hockey question. He about lost his mind.
Welcome back. We're back.
No, wait a minute.
The cats are back. The cats are back.
I missed this.
Listen. We know how punitive basketball is, right? Is basketball the only sport if you go over the cap, they charge you a bunch of money?
You want me to call David?
No. Yeah, I mean, football.
Or you can ask him tomorrow. You'll probably see him tomorrow.
All right, so we'll just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, we can have David.
Yeah, we'll have everybody stop by. It'll be fun. But yeah, we'll be live at Panthers Media Day tomorrow. We're very excited.
And then we can go eat oysters.
God, it'd be nice to talk about a winner for once, you know? Sheesh. Been a long time.
Paul Maurice.
You talk about winners.
Well, the Canes. Yeah, Canes are kicking ass right now.
The Canes.
The Canes are kicking ass right now. But
these are winners.
But the winners, dude.
I want winners.
Crazy. Anyway, so the big controversy out of the late game yesterday was that Tom Brady was wearing a headset in the coach's booth.
And?
Well, everybody's got a problem with it because it's like, hey, he's the lead voice of Fox. He makes a gazillion dollars to be the broadcaster of Fox. And they even, I believe, were more lenient this year on the rules of how much access. Remember last year there was a whole thing about how much access you're supposed to get, meet with the coaches, meet with the players. And, you know, he showed up to do his job last year. He wasn't very good. I thought he was better this past week. He was he had a little spunk to him. But, you know, it's a thing. This is the most paranoid sport there is in the world.
Yes, but here's what I would say. As long as it doesn't have a mic, he's just listening to the play calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no. What about the Colts owner?
But she's not on the broadcast.
I know, but.
But she's not on the broadcast.
But again, listening to the play calls.
If Ms. Irsay was on Fox, people would have an issue with it.
Is he calling the Raiders game?
He's calling the NFL games.
No, but I'm saying he's not calling the Raiders
game.
Okay,
but like for example, I believe they're playing the Commanders soon, right?
Yeah.
He got like a behind-the-scenes tour, all the hobnobbing that goes along with Tom Brady. And then they're like, you know, they thought, oh, no, you know, I'm just hand. People didn't really, they thought, oh, hands off. He's like Jeter. Like, he's going to be like, oh, you know, no, I'm not going to do my job, really, because Derek didn't do his job as Marlins owner.
Dude.
And so all of a sudden, now he's like in the booth right next to Chip Kelly, and they're like, hey, what the hell is this?
Was he talking to Chip Kelly?
Sure, there was a point where he was talking to Chip Kelly. If he wanted to talk to Chip Kelly, he could talk to Chip Kelly.
No. Wait, you know what? Is something wrong with Chip Kelly?
What do you mean?
He looked like he had the shakes.
I don't know.
I
would be shaking too. Geno like when Smith I saw that. Throwing three interceptions.
No, but again, having a headphone and listening to play calls means nothing.
It does if you got like the intel though.
Of what?
See, like he could be like, what if he had a little collar thing going?
Again,
Chip.
We're making the assumption he's Chip. Only listening to the play calls.
I'm sure he is listening to the play calls, but you're making the assumption he can't go get a message to Chip Kelly on cheating. And let's just
he's right there.
Let's not forget. This guy's a cheater. He's a cheat.
Dude, we got
he's a cheat.
Can I just say we got way too much crap going on in the world that we are going to sit here and have a meaningful conversation about somebody listening to the play call.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Enough. Let's move. Keep
what
it
if
moving.
He sees Red Falcon, you know, and he goes, I saw that play. That's Red Falcon. They send it in. He tells Chip Kelly.
So he's in the Raiders. That's the team he part owns.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with playing any other team?
Because he gets to go and meet with all the coaches and the players of the other teams he's doing. So let's say for
example. But you don't. Let's those, say
for,
you know,
let's
those,
say for example.
No, those things don't. You don't get anything out of those.
I don't know. People get a lot of intel. My People goodness. Get a lot of intel.
Are you. Wait, you know
Secret
what?
Secret meetings.
Can I just tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, with what they reveal mm-hmm. in those meetings, mm-hmm. are more secretive than.
I didn't mean to pull this card on you because you don't do
You'll
this.
You make it
no,
sound
no, no,
like.
Just,
Wait.
Look.
Listen, they are protecting their play calls to these announcers
right.
more than the Epstein files.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Let me give you some insight I'm here. I don't mean to pull. No. Let me give you some insight here because I can tell you a thing or two because I do broadcasts. Okay. I do
go.
So I'm in fighter meetings, you know,
yeah.
and I will get intel from the fighters that is not known to the public.
Okay.
And so I will know, is a guy's weight off? Is this?
Right.
Now, imagine I was a rat bastard, and I could take that information and be like, hey, this guy's had some really tough camp. He had mono. He's got cut on the eye. You let him know. And then
you
all of a sudden.
You think that information wouldn't be out there?
I don't know.
Understand, here's what, the meetings that you have before games, mm-hmm. you're talking about the production meetings. They don't tell you anything. They're asking you about players and about what you want to improve on and stuff like that. They didn't ask you about game plan.
Well, we'll never know because you were talking to John Madden. He didn't own the Raiders. He was former coach of the Raiders. If John Madden owned the Raiders and had any influence on the Raiders at
the time,
that would be a problem.
Being a part owner is different than being an owner with no...
One would think, but that's what everybody thought. He was a figurehead. But here's the thing. He's sitting next right next to that creepo with the haircut.
Sitting there listening to the plays is nothing.
He's
hot.
He's
not. You think he has a race?
I don't know.
I'm not doing this. Stupid.
I don't know if it's stupid.
Leroy, can I ask you a question?
No.
I'm not agreeing.
You know what it is? This is kind of insulting to what I do.
What do you mean?
It really is.
How is it insulting?
I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just asking you a question.
Well, you're just asking questions.
It's so stupid.
Leroy,
why do I fall for this
crap? It's not stupid.
It is.
It's not stupid.
Leroy, as a player, right?
Yeah.
Can you watch another team's practice and kind of, even though you don't know the play call, but you kind of know what play they're running?
Let me. No. You.
I'm just asking.
It's not that easy, but let me explain to you. Okay, we know everything they're gonna run. We know all their plays. You get every single film, every single play that they have ran,
mm-hmm.
so you know what they're gonna run. You don't know when, and you don't know what the different. Adjustments to that are going to be based on what you have. There are certain plays that you call a play. You go to the line of scrimmage. They have automatic adjustments. That's the part of it you don't know.
I understand.
Okay, but you know all the plays that every team wants to run.
Okay.
Like, it's not a secret. Do you realize? Before each game, you watch a year of film on that team?
Sure.
If a new coordinator comes, you watch film on the last team he was with to try to get tendencies?
Can I ask you a question, though? This is a genuine question for me, because I know you stand on this principle, because you were a very tough competitor, and I know that you don't like to leave anything in the hands. But can I ask you a genuine question? If cheating didn't work, then why do people do it so much?
Because they can't help themselves.
Okay, so
let me explain something to you. Having a coach, right? Having a coach go out and cheat to get the play call from the team you're playing against. First of all, you don't know when they're going to do it because you have their plays. Okay. So, hey, I know in this defense they're going to blitz. Mm-hmm. I know in this defense they're going to do this or that, right? You know where the problem comes? The problem is not coming from knowing. The problem comes from if your right tackle and your right guard suck and can't block them.
Understood, but if they knew who they had to block.
No, it wouldn't matter.
Okay, dude.
If you're not good enough to block the guy, you're not good enough to block the guy.
So let me get this straight. You don't think the Astros –
The competition of it.
At some point, it does. Nobody's saying that it doesn't, but you don't think that. I never understand this with you. If in the history of sports, people have cheated to get an advantage.
Correct.
If it didn't work, why would they do it? Why would the Astros, Jose Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame? Okay.
Probably.
But you don't think in the hardest thing there is to do in sports, if I know it's a changeup or a fastball, bink, bink, it's a little on my timing, it doesn't matter at all?
Yes, but. Here's the point, right? Do you need a coach to go watch practice or somebody to relay to you that, it's 3rd and 1, the Eagles are going to run a tush push?
I know, but Leroy, Bill Belichick got caught cheating and stealing signs. From the 3-13 Bengals.
It's just
cheaters cheat. Right. I don't understand why this is something like you never cheated. And I can tell that. Because you want to know why? Because you always just think it's decided on the field. Which, hey, I think for the majority, it is. But there's gotta be something within the margins that something of this helps, because why would they do it?
Smeathan, you're absolutely correct. This is no lie. I have gone into camp, and I've had players come in from other teams with the other team's playbook.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I understand.
It doesn't matter.
The Dolphins.
Because at some point, you got to tackle a damn guy.
The Dolphins just did that with Cole Strange. They brought Cole Strange in because he was on the Patriots. And they're like, hey, we have it. I know, that's done all the time. Bill Belichick is the king of that. You want to know why? Because he can't help himself.
But guess
He's
what?
He's a cheater.
And how much does it matter knowing what
I don't know, but it obviously matters some to the people doing
it.
Yes! Patriots won 6 Super Bowls!
And they cheated for everyone.
Yes!
All right. Astros won 2 World Series.
2 World Series! Cheating! All right. And you want to know something?
Which you deem as like, you... You make it sound like in sports, if I know, I'm going to be better.
I don't say that. I just said that I didn't.
That's
why. But you're.
I'm not saying. I can't tell you why people do it anyway. Okay? I can't tell you why.
Why do the rich?
But I can tell you that every team, most of the teams in the NFL, know what the other team's going to do, and they have an idea of when they're going to do it.
Let me tell you 3 things, okay? The famous love fame. Okay? When people are famous, what do they like to be? More famous. Why do the rich need to loophole and get more schemes when they have all the money in the world? Because the rich like to be more rich. And let me tell you a 3rd thing, my friend. Why do cheaters, even if they're the best, cheat? Because cheaters cheat. That's why.
I understand that.
That's very And Tom Brady.
I'm not. Listen,
that's very Mike McDaniel of
me. I understand. I know to win the game to win the game,
I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying people don't cheat. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, look at the conversation we have from somebody listening to the offensive calls. That's it. You just jump to that conclusion.
Unless he's telling them what's going on the other side.
It doesn't. And I'm telling you that there's certain players in the NFL. Guess what? Myles Garrett is going to rush the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You want that play call? You want to know what Myles Garrett? You still got to block Myles Garrett.
Understood.
There's a lot of that. And for some reason, fans, more than anybody, want to take the fact that you're still competing and put it on something
else. It's not just fans,
though.
It's not just fans, because coaches are who are the most paranoid people in the world?
Coaches.
Coaches.
Yes.
Like, you can't go to Dolphins practice. Leroy, I've been to Dolphins practice. Leroy, to your point, mm-hmm. What is your opinion of the last 10 years of Dolphins offensive lines?
They suck.
They suck, dude.
So you think,
I've gone
you
to practice. I'm telling you right now, I've gone to practice with my camera, okay? Because I'm just getting some B-roll, some stuff for our show to shoot. Hey, they're running drills. Leroy, they're running drills 900 feet away. And they're like, they got a staff like you think the president's in the building. Hey, put that camera down. Put that camera down. Does it matter? No, but they are the most paranoid creatures on earth.
Football.
And you got Tom Brady now sitting in the booth. That's not going to sit well with people.
But him listening to an offensive call for the team that he owns has nothing.
But he's not representing. This is the problem, though. He's not representing the team that he owns when he's working for Fox.
But he wasn't working for Fox.
But he is.
All right.
So if they're taking on the Chargers, like if they're taking on. If he's like, coming up.
Yeah, if they're taking on the Chargers, knowing what the Chargers are going to do is going to stop everything.
I don't know.
It does. Like,
I don't know.
So, here. If one team knew everything the other team was doing,
mm-hmm.
You ever notice the only team that says that is the team that won? The losing team says we do. The losing team said never says we knew everything they were going to do and we couldn't stop them. They never say that. It's always the winning team. Hey, you know what? We knew exactly what they were going to do. We watched film and everything.
You're adorable. I wish I could pinch your cheeks.
You can. You're pretty close.
You're adorable.
But I'm just saying, like, what part of it is competition and what part of it? You think if one team knew what everybody else was doing, mm-hmm. that they would win all the games?
If they have consequential talent. So if we're talking about the best of the best, right?
Right. Okay.
I can't say it means nothing.
And we're talking about football only, right? We're not talking about all sports. Because cheating
all sports.
Happens in
all sports. All sports.
Because in baseball, they cheat like no other.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, they're, yeah. Yes.
Basketball is cheating too.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, like having a guy listen to offensive plays means absolutely nothing. Okay?
Yet.
And I'm telling you, teams already know.
We'll take a break.
Everything that everybody's doing.
Take a break. We got to take a break. Back after this.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.